You remember those people that run around spending our money? I think they call them politicians. Spending our money on shit that we never asked them to spend money on. Now, Alex Stein did a great job approaching that piece of shit Crenshaw. But this other guy, I'm not gonna lie, I don't know who he is. But he approached Congress also. And look at the dismissive, disgusting way they tried to just shoo him away as if what he had to say was not really important. I want you guys to watch this.
Is $45 billion not enough?
Nope.
Not enough? How much more should we give to Ukraine instead of our own people? Do you support the Azov Battalion?
There's no more of an Azov Battalion.
There's no more Azov?
All battalions were trained and recruited back into a formal professional army over the last 8 years.
So the neo-Nazis were brought into the army?
No, there are no neo-Nazis in the army.
There's none? Do you support Stepan Bandera?
Stepan Bandera died a long time ago.
War against innocent people.
I oppose the assault on Donetsk. Do you? The shelling of the people of Donetsk, do you oppose that?
You
know. No?
Are you kidding?
Why are civilians being killed in Donetsk and Lugansk? Do you oppose that? Should the U.S. send $1 trillion of our taxpayer money to Ukraine? $1 trillion?
This is the least expensive.
What about $2 trillion? A trillion? Is there any limit?
It's not close to a trillion.
If Ukraine is a democracy, why did Zelensky ban all opposition media and 13 political parties? No, I'm not. I'm not paid by Moscow. Are you paid by the Ukrainian government that's banned all opposition media?
No, I'm American.
Okay. You don't believe there is a Ukrainian government kill list maintained by the Interior Ministry?
No.
It's a lie.
It's a lie.
Just like the non-existent neo-Nazis.
Lies.
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 You're filled with lies.
Write them email. They really answer all the time. Write them email.
So no answer about if Ukraine is a democracy, why did Zelensky ban 13 opposition parties?
Martial law? Read the definition of martial law.
Sounds undemocratic. Why did he ban the Russian wing of the Orthodox Church?
The Russian Orthodox Church was serving as a treasonous organization and was found with materials that were illegal and financing the enemy.
So banning clergy, banning media, banning opposition, this
Why
is fighting for democracy.
You are serving Putin.
But you acknowledged it was all true. I'm serving Putin by stating facts?
You're not stating facts.
You just acknowledged that it was martial law and it was facts.
No, all I said is it's martial law. I didn't acknowledge it's a fact.
So he didn't ban the Russian wing of the Orthodox Church?
No, he hasn't. He submitted legislation for certain purposes.
Ukraine
and it has
worked. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, Senator, do you know how many billions we've sent to Ukraine?
We're going to send a lot more.
Yeah, you want to send more?
Oh, absolutely. I'm all in.
You're all in?
Yeah.
Do you have any problem with Zelensky banning every opposition party?
What's that?
Bring the bag.
Senator, how do we know where the weapons are going?
Meet me at the, in the well there, you know, in the bottom when you come in.
Senator, how do we know where the weapons are going? They've been showing up in Africa and Lake Chad, according to the Nigerian president. Do you support any measure to track the weapons?
Terry Gentry, meet me here, okay?
Why isn't the money going here where there are homeless encampments surrounding the U.S. Capitol, Senator Manchin?
Now, we'll get to Joe Manchin in a second. Now, did you hear what the girl said to him? Is he an agent of Moscow? Is he a puppet for Putin? That's the moment where that man should have filled up a water bottle full of water and thrown it at her foot. I don't like violence, so I didn't say throw it at her head. But your first thing that you do when I'm sitting there asking you questions about where you're sending my money, you accuse me of treason. That's the first thing you do. That's the only thing. Russia, 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 Russia. Now let's go to Joe Manchin. Oh, hell yeah, we're going to send more. I'm going all in. And then as soon as that piece of shit realized that the guy wasn't necessarily asking him questions for his benefit, then he just starts ignoring him. You know, we went over this in a live stream last night. We cannot trust any of these people. Because after all, these are the same empty suit cocksuckers that sat back, knew what the whole game plan was, and allowed this to happen in 2020.
Start with a virus, import it into America, talk about it nonstop, call some governors, not them, that's your guys, put patients into nursing homes, tell thousands, blame the president, keep blaming, blame some more, lock down small business, kill the economy, push mail-in voting, stoke a race war, call for riots, pick a candidate, no, not her, yeah, that's more like it, lock him in his basement. Shield him from the press. Don't cover this. Keep doing that. Ignore the economic recovery. Downplay the world peace. Pump the polls. Pump. Don't stop pumping. Install your software in swing states. That was fast. Take control of polling stations. Call off the election when you're losing. Kick everyone out. Pull out all the extra ballots. Get the software to do its thing. Get the media to say it's over. Call the big tech guys. Ban anyone who notices. Act like the whole thing never happened. Stealing the most powerful republic in the world. It's that easy.
There's really not enough words that can describe the craziness we're facing, dude. But the crazier part is there's still people you need to sit down and really explain this to.
And there it is, folks. Wind up in a pitch. Ah. You know, every time I think about these empty suit cocksuckers that call themselves our leaders, even though they were elected by the people, and nowadays I would say that's probably only 30% of the time, because these motherfuckers have been staring at... Who would vote for Mitch McConnell more than once? Who would vote for Dianne Feinstein more than once? Who would vote for Adam Schiff? You understand what I mean? Nobody would actually vote for these. Who the fuck would vote for Nancy Pelosi? Who'd vote for Cory Booker? Hakeem Jeffries? Who would act like legit? Who would vote for Joe Biden? Like a sane, sensible person. Not, you know, your typical leftist liberal fucking lunatic that's just like, I hate Trump. I don't care if we have to elect the fucking sneaker. I'm talking about sensible people. You knew this guy wasn't all there. Who would elect John Fetterman? Who wouldn't elect Mastriano in PA? Of course everybody would elect him. PA's mostly red, you know. In fact, besides Philly and Pittsburgh, it's all red. The bullshit never stops. Never, ever stops. Big shout out to everybody that was in the live stream last night. We had one hell of a live stream. Guys, we are starting to get a lot of new crew members on Telegram. And I say this to you guys in a very positive way. For all the new people, big shout out to Woody. Woody became a member last night. It's like, it's something that is so unbelievable to them. They're like, wait a minute, hold on. I don't have to sit here and type on my phone when I want to get my point across. Like, this is fucking amazing. I could just unmute my mic and we could all talk about a certain issue. Telegram is the shit. I keep telling you guys, whoever's not there, you are fucking missing out. Big shout out to Woody again, man, because Woody stayed with us until damn near 5 o'clock this morning. He was like, guys, look, seriously, I got to fucking work in the morning. I got to go. But big shout out to all you guys, man. All the new members. Ever since I told YouTube to go eat shit. I'm not being censored. I'm not censoring myself. I'm not going to say the Schmaxines or the Maxines or the Koof Koof. I'm not doing that. I'm not censoring myself. I told you guys, well, I think I told you guys in a live stream one night that I kind of felt like a bitch. And somebody on BitChute called me out for it. They called me out. They said, I will not watch you because you are censoring yourself. Now, I got my feelings at the moment. I was like, man, fuck you. I don't care what this guy says. But he was right. I'm like, I'm self-censoring myself. I don't want to do that. I want to be able to tell you guys, hey, guess what? The vaccine is killing motherfuckers because it's a fact. Period. I don't want to fucking have to worry about their bullshit. Elections are stolen. Yes. Joe Biden is, for all we, guys, some of the shit we went over on the live stream, we don't even know if that whole Biden thing is real. For all we know, we've been watching a fucking cartoon. Oh, shit. Sorry. We've been watching a CGI cartoon the whole time. Which, if you were in the live stream last night, you would understand that if Joe Biden is not even real, which there's a lot of evidence that suggests that, you know, he's not real, that means that there is some they're just putting his face there, but that means that there's a group of other people, unelected people, that we don't know who the fuck is, that's really controlling everything with the sole purpose of destroying this country. Okay? Because if your first thing that you do when you get into office, your first thing is to shut down the Keystone Pipeline to make sure that you skyrocket the price of gas, I do not think that you have America's best interest in your heart. Not at all. Not even for 1 minute. In fact, you know what? Let's get into that first, right? I'm going to show you guys a video. Sorry, the quality is not that great. It's a little fuzzy. But this is why I keep telling you guys, nothing that we think is real is actually real.
The television. Never watch the television. Now, I also mentioned too that a fellow that has been in touch with me for an awful long time, his brother was in the CIA, or is in the CIA. He will never talk about the CIA to him. I mean, he'll never give anything away whatsoever. He said one bit of advice. He said, never watch the television. Never watch the television. It's the greatest scientific indoctrination tool ever devised. Haven't you figured that out? It's changed the whole culture of nations, not just one nation. Why do you think it was mandatory that everybody in Britain have access to televisions by the government? Why do you think China is under the same program to get everyone to TV right now? Because they love to have you entertained. Do you really think that? And India is on the same route as well right now too. Most of your ideas and your opinions and how you emulate, because you emulate things, you mimic what you see. As Charles Galton, Darwin and others have said in the past. It becomes you, you become it. And that's what's happened. It's been very, very, very successful. Never watch the television. You can't watch a movie unless you do it critically, if you watch it critically. Not there to enjoy it. Remember what they say, it's your emotions that get you on. And it's interwoven, all these emotional themes all through movies. You're played like a harp. And they embed ideas into you, along with the movies. And predictive programming too, so you'll accept that which is still to come. And you'll behave the same way as the characters in the movie when it comes. Oh well, what can you do? I'll just watch much music or television. You're given a mind of your own, and you've got to use it for yourself. And believe you me, if you ever had a nation or wanted a nation, you'd have to make sure that everyone took their turn. Everyone took their turn. Just like jury duty, to go in and oversee the guys that are supposed to be taking care of everything on your behalf. It's a tight club right now. It's been like that forever. Because they never intended to give you anything called democracy. Or, in fact, a republic. Gangs and fraternities run the systems of the countries. That's how they're run. And under taxation, and it's true what Marx said, and it's true what Lenin said, but that part of it, all wealth comes from labor. And tax is another term for labor. When they take your labor from you and give you nothing back for it, that's called stealing and slavery. Slavery, folks. But no teacher told you that, did they? Never watch the television.
And that's true. It's all bullshit. The funny thing is when he said you have to watch television with a certain type of mind. You know that there's predictive programming. You know that they're secretly telling you shit. But you have to watch it in a separate way. Now, Vivian loves watching. I don't like watching movies anymore. My whole life has been devoted to you guys and looking into this shit and exposing everything. I don't watch movies anymore. But every now and then, Vivian will, you know, she'll twist my leg a little bit. And we haven't watched a movie, so then I'll have to go watch a movie. But it's true about TV and how powerful of a weapon it has been for them. Against us. It's always against us. Remember, they hate us. What do I always say? They hate us because God loves us. God created us in His image. Remember that. And the devil cannot stand us for it. Seriously. Now, I wanna show you guys something else. When everybody says, No, Doc, I think you're a conspiracy theorist when you say that. You think that they control the weather. Really? Well, we're in 2023 now. What would you say if I told you that they've been working on this since, I mean, honestly, I think they've been working on it way before then. But let's just, for this conversation, let's just say since 1947.
Project Cirrus is the first official attempt to modify a hurricane. It was run by General Electric with the support of the U.S. military. The official theory was that by changing the temperature outside the eye wall of a hurricane, which they did by seeding the clouds with various compounds such as silver iodide, a decrease in strong winds will result. On October 13, 1947, Project Cirrus targeted a hurricane heading out to sea. Approximately 180 pounds of dry ice was dropped into the clouds. The crew then reported a pronounced modification of the cloud deck, and the hurricane abruptly changed direction and made landfall near Savannah, Georgia. The public blamed the government. Irving Langmuir, who pioneered General Electric's Atmospheric Research Department, and admitted that the project was about learning how to weaponize the weather, also claimed the reversal of the hurricane had been caused by Project Cirrus. But the government denied it for 12 years.
I cannot believe it!
Yeah, I know. Shut up, Doc, you're a stupid conspiracy theorist. They can't do that. Yeah, I know. Just like how all of a sudden in the entire country, all 50 fucking states, well, I don't know about Hawaii, but all 50 states, we start getting crazy ass weather. Like, for example, this in Washington. Yeah, funny music. Nani, miney, miney, mo. Eeny, meeny, miney, mo. Yeah, whatever. Doesn't change the fact that that weather came out of absolutely nowhere and affected the states all the way in the fucking south, meaning Florida. Now, if you're one of these people that's going to sit there and say, no, I think it was just a cold front because Justin Trudeau sneezed and the cold air came down from Canada and that's what happened. Dick, they do this shit deliberately. All of it. You know how many subscribers I have in fucking Florida? That was like, yeah, Doc, this shit ain't normal. It's never been like this before. Yeah, I know. The same people that's going to tell you that, nah, man, it's perfectly normal. Climate change, Doc, it's really about climate change. Are the same people that's going to say that this guy is lying when he says that there used to be no such thing as autism until Bill Gates came to town.
Back to Vietnam. No, Vietnam doesn't have anything. There's no such thing as autism in 1975, year 2000, year 2001. There's no such thing. When Vietnam signed the WHO, when Vietnam signed into the International Monetary Fund, the banking system. Bill Gates and the Gates Foundation introduced the vaccination program into Vietnam. Now Vietnam has over a 300% rise in autism.
It's true. It's true.
300% rise in autism. Guys, you friggin' bigots. Don't give me your white supremacy. That is totally a fucking coincidence. Of course it had nothing to do with the vaccines. People dropping dead on baseball, football, soccer, basketball, whatever the fuck. Don't worry about any of that, man. It has nothing to do with the vaccines. Just like autism has absolutely nothing to do with vaccines either. Now, if I was a gambling man, and I'm not, I would have to say that this next person, you guys know him, this story that he's going to tell you about what the United States government is currently doing does not only work for Vladimir Putin, is not only racist, is not only a bigot, but of course, he's also a white supremacist.
All right, guys, this is a Chris Sky world exclusive straight from the fucking horse's mouth in Texas. So everybody remembers the Travis Scott concert where all those children and some young adults died suddenly, Moderna and Pfizer style. And I did a follow-up with the uncle of an 18-year-old girl who was double jabbed, got really sick, was in and out of the hospital, and eventually passed away from that concert. Well, guess what? After the incident on Monday Night Football, I just got a call from this person in Texas who is the uncle of that 18-year-old girl who was killed after double dose of the Moderna vaccine. And guess what happened? The entire family, including the aunts, uncles, and cousins, were paid an enormous amount of money, and they were relocated to a different part of Texas, given new phones, new identities, and everything. This is how they're sweeping the deaths under the rug. And this gentleman informed me that he's not alone, and they're paying off lots of families. And when you take the money, you're not allowed to talk about what happened. So they're literally paying out blood money and literally relocating families so they can't talk to their friends and relatives about what's going on. This is absolutely bombshell. This is what's going on right now in the United States and Canada. And I have direct evidence. I'm going to talk to this gentleman again and see what other information he's allowed by law to share with me. And nobody's going to be talking about this because these kind of people only trust people like me because they know when they tell me this shit, I'm going to tell you and I'm going to tell you the truth. So once again, Moderna knowingly killing people, the Travis Scott concert was 100% the deaths and people collapsing caused by the jabs, and the jab companies are paying out hush money and relocating people in like a literal witness protection program to try to hide these deaths and other things under the rug. Fuck you, Moderna.
Clearly a case of white supremacy, obviously. I mean, come on, Moderna killing people with vaccines? Pfizer? I trust Pfizer more than I trust my own mother. Come on, guys. The writing's on the wall. It's all over the fucking place. They're whacking people, and I believe it's certain type of people. In other words, people who have families like that people actually give a fuck about, they'll just pay them off. They'll just pay them off. Kind of makes you think about what the hell a lot of this pork that's in these gigantic spending bills is for. Guys, think about it. Stick with me. There's a shitload of pork. Nobody's allowed to fucking read it. 1.7 trillion, whatever the fuck the number was. How do we know that they're not using some of that money and putting it in a special place to pay off the families of these victims? Now, obviously, nobody cares about fucking Dante up the fucking street. Nobody cares about him. His family don't give a fuck about him. He's been a fuck up since 14 years old. But what if you fuck up and you get somebody that has a family that cares about them? Then you just pay him off. And unfortunately, because the devil's corruption, there's a lot of people that will take the money. In fact, most people, unfortunately, as beings created by God, I am ashamed to actually say that out loud. But there are people that will take the money to shut up. You can't shut me up. Get the fuck out of here. I'm going to be blowing the whistle louder than anybody else. It's all horseshit. And then, to top it off, let's get into some niggerism for a second. A virus that wasn't even real in the first place. So apparently this dude went to the doctor, and the doctor tested him and said, "You have COVID-19. No, he didn't. It's not real. Right? But this is going to enrage a lot of you. So this is the way, after getting his diagnosis, if you want to call it that, this is the way he chose to celebrate.
Mama, that's how we come. We spreading that shit, the coronavirus. We spreading that shit. Yeah. My mama, big ass coronavirus. Open everything up. We spreading that shit. My mama. My slime roll crazy on it.
What the fuck?
I want a lawsuit! I want a fucking lawsuit right now, motherfucker!
Yeah, it's okay. Just walk into a supermarket, start opening up these things of juice, and just spitting it. Yeah, I know. If I have it, everybody else is gonna have it. And that's where Cutie kind of fucking makes sense, where she says, like, these people that have been vaccinated have completely lost their minds. Because I think a lot of them are starting to understand how much they done fucked up. And remember one thing, guys. Misery absolutely fucking loves company. So this nigga thought it was a good idea to walk into Walmart, or wherever the fuck that was, it looked like Walmart, open up a bunch of things of juice, and spit inside it. Here, I got COVID, so I'm gonna give it to you, even though COVID's not real, which means he looks like a dumbass, but at the same time, you're an evil piece of shit. And I think being an evil piece of shit is worse, in my opinion. Being dumb is not a crime. Being evil, in my opinion, should be a crime. Wow, I wonder how that works. And this is where I always gotta go back to Mag. We're done, people. We're done. In order for any type of salvation for us, I'm sorry. But I think the world would be a better place if most of these evil bastards, let's just say, weren't here anymore. I'm sorry to say it like that. All the evil people, the pedophiles, the ones with these, you know, malicious intentions towards society, the criminals, maybe it'll be a better place if they were all gone. But I don't like to think like that, because that's not my place to say who deserves to go. Well, I mean, if you come into my house, yeah, that is my decision. And there's a 100% chance that you are going to go, but let me not say that, because I don't want anybody to say, oh my God, he works for the World Economic Forum. But what I was going to say, yeah, I'm not a bitch, I'll say it. What I was going to say is, Klaus Schwab, right? You know, the Great Reset. Honestly, guys, look, don't fuck with me, all right? Look around right now. Look at what not only our country, but what the world has become. Are you guys really gonna fucking tell me that we cannot go back to what our world and our country used to be if all the evil that exists now is gone? It'll be a much better place. The murderers, the rapists, especially the fucking pedophiles. Evil motherfuckers like him. If I got the damn virus, I'm gonna give it to everybody. Evil people like him. Wouldn't the world be a better place if we just didn't have to see him anymore? I hate seeing when good people go. But these evil motherfuckers, I don't care. I don't know. A lot of you are not going to agree with me on that one, but if you think about what we walk amongst every single day, every time I see a fucking tranny in a school, some nigga dressed like a bitch with a mental disorder, pretending to be something he could never be around children. I'm like, dude. Anyway. All right, guys, let's wrap it up. But first, before we do, right? I'm on the fence about Joe Rogan. He says some shit that I agree with. He says some shit I don't agree with, right? But overall, he ain't stupid. Okay, you cannot reach his level of success and be dumb. And when I say dumb, I don't mean like, you know, a day. I mean, not know what's actually going on, right? So I saw this. I thought it was kind of funny. But Joe Rogan apparently had a doctor on, right? Jeremy sent me this. And I said, fuck it, I don't care. It has nothing to do with anything, but I have to put it in the show. But Joe Rogan went after this motherfucker pretty damn hard. This is supposed to be a doctor, by the way. And I want you guys to enjoy the... In fact, you know what? Fuck it. This is going to be the comedy. After this, I'm wrapping it up. I love you all. God bless you guys. I'll see you again tomorrow in the live stream. Guys, remember, if you guys want to subscribe to me, just go to Rumble, Dr. Patriot, BitChute, Dr. Patriot, Brighteon, Dr. Patriot. If you're on Truth Social, go to @RealDrPatriot. If you guys want to help support me on Locals, I mean, I only make like $6 a month on Locals, but sometimes that $6 really helps. So yeah, go there. But like I said, guys, the main thing is the live streams. Nobody does it the way I do it. So just go to Telegram, go to @PatriotClubBot, sign up, become a member of Dr. Patriot Club, and I'll see you guys there. But for now, as far as going to like actual, well, this is kind of like actual fucking comedy because Joe Rogan was pulling no punches with this guy and he called him out on every fucking thing. I love you all and I'll see you guys tomorrow, but let's laugh a little bit.
Do you take care of your immune system in other ways? Do you take probiotics? Are you cautious about your diet?
I'm not as cautious about my diet as I should be. I'm a junk foodaholic, actually.
Well, that seems like a terrible thing for your health.
It is a terrible thing for my health and something my wife is working on.
But that seems ridiculous for someone who works with health.
Yeah, yeah.
What's going on with you, man?
Sometimes, man, I just don't get it right.
How often?
What?
How often?
How often do I steal a bag of chips or something like that?
How often do you eat garbage?
I don't know. No, hopefully not every day. But, you know,
hopefully not every day.
Maybe a couple of times a week.
Oh.
That's what with Rachel, my daughter with autism, that's like our thing is to go to the it's called the burger joint or to Shake Shack to get a cheeseburger. We'll sneak some fries. So.
So you
live in large, we call it.
Like that mouth pleasure so much, you're willing to sacrifice a little bit of health.
I am, yeah. I have to concede that's the case.
Well, I don't have to tell you, but there's a large body of data that connects poor diet to a host of diseases.
Mm-hmm.
That seems like a crazy decision for a guy in your line of work.
There you go. Sometimes it's not all brain. It's something else.
But, I mean, if you ate healthy food, I mean, the thing is your body starts craving healthy food. You start feeling
positive results. Yeah, no question about it.
Do you take vitamins?
I don't take vitamins.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't think they do. I don't think they're needed. Because most – in the American –
Hold up. You don't think they're needed while you're eating junk food?
Well, hopefully I'm not only eating junk food,
okay,
right?
But you know there's a large body of clinical research on the efficacy of vitamins, especially vitamins D, vitamins B.
I have taken vitamin D for periods and the periods. Recommendation of my internist, yeah.
What about essential fatty acids, which are great for your brain, fish oil, all these different things that are fantastic for inflammation.
I'm not going to argue with you.
You got it over me.
Yeah,
you would have a much better argument, don't you think?
You're making my wife stay here.
So. If you're taking care of yourself 100% instead of just
concentrating. But you still need your vaccines.
I'm sure you do, but vaccines aren't going to prevent cancer.
No, that's true.
Right.
That's
true. There's a lot of diseases.
Or diabetes or cardiovascular disease.
And a lot of these diseases are connected directly to diet.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Come on, man.
And other lifestyle changes.
Yeah, good. Sedentary
life. I try to go on the treadmill for 30 minutes every morning. I do. Actually, I'm pretty good about that.
Yeah.
30 minutes every morning.
Why don't you just go for an actual walk? It's more interesting.
I do that too. So
you have a dog?
I do about 30 minutes on the treadmill in the morning, and then I take a long walk with my wife in the evening.
Oh, that's good.
But the thing that knocks the crap out of you is the travel.
Yes.
I find that very frustrating because you don't exercise right, and then you don't eat well and you don't control the diet as well. So that's
I have a solution to that. And eat well and exercise. Those are solutions to that. Just do it. You know, I treat it like I'm brushing my teeth. I brush my teeth every day.
Yeah.
I exercise every day too.
Yeah.
So when I travel, I don't have an option. When I land, I go to the gym. This is how it goes. I land, I get in my hotel room. I put my shorts on.
Yeah, I do that too. I do that too.
It's the only way.
Yeah.
If you have to do it, if you say this is just what gets done,
right.
This is how you do it.
Yeah, I try to be really compulsive about that. So.
Yeah, I have it written out. I know what I'm going to do, especially if it's great if the hotel has a good gym. The hotel, you know, if they have weights and a bunch of different
Or I'll run outside if we don't have it.
You run?
Yeah.
Do you?
Not very well. But
No, but you do? Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to get you healthy, buddy.
Yeah.
Can't be pushing only chemicals in injectable forms to facilitate health.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair. Not chemicals. They're vaccines.
Oh, I'm sorry. What's in them?
What?
It's not, I mean, it's some sort of chemical, no?
No, they're antigens, right? They're
What's
they're
the fluid?
Macromolecules.
What's the liquid stuff?
Typically, it would be saline or, you know, salt water. And,
right.